Greetings, I'm Jonathan Polevsky, the program director here at 91.5 FM WBJC. It's the first day of Hanukkah, and I wanted to celebrate each day with a program about some special aspect of Jewish music. Some of the pieces are by Jewish composers, and others are by composers whose best friends were Jewish. Still others are by composers who probably never knew any Jews in their entire lives, but managed to get it right nonetheless. Before we go on, it is my fiduciary responsibility to tell you that support for this program is made possible by you, our members, and by Eddie's of Roland Park, cooking up local chef-prepared holiday dinners. Eddie's local heat-and-serve holiday cooking and delivery is made possible by a staff of 250 valued employees, including butchers and bakers, cooks and caterers, delivery drivers, and more, celebrating the local faces behind the holiday feast. Details and holiday menus at eddiesofrolandpark.com. Support for this program is also made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Newhouse, a lover and scholar of Jewish music. And without further ado, on to day one. He wasn't Jewish, but some of his best friends were. This is the story of how Sergei Prokofiev managed to compose his overture on Hebrew themes. Our tale begins in 1918 when Sergei Sergeyevich Prokofiev left Russia for the United States. Anatol Lunacharsky, the People's Commissar for Education, told the composer, "You are a revolutionary in music. We are revolutionaries in life. We ought to work together, but if you want to go to America, I shall not stand in your way." Prokofiev, seeing little possibility of musical career advancement, left the Rodina and arrived in San Francisco in August of 1918. Sadly for Prokofiev, he did not make the profound impact he thought he would on American audiences. There were simply too many Russians to compete with. How could even a composer-pianist as talented as Prokofiev compete with Stravinsky as a composer? And Rachmaninoff as a pianist. Prokofiev eventually made his way to New York and on November 1st heard a very interesting ensemble of musicians performing Jewish folk music at Carnegie Hall. The group was entitled Tzimro and consisted of string quartet, clarinet, and piano. Prokofiev was impressed with their musicianship and their arrangements of folk tunes. Frankly, why wouldn't he be? He knew them all. Prokofiev recalled, "All of them had been fellow pupils of mine at the Petersburg Conservatory. They had a repertoire of quite interesting Jewish music for various instrumental combinations. They asked me to write an overture for six instruments for them and gave me a notebook of Jewish melodies. At first, I didn't want to take it because I was accustomed to using my own themes, but finally, I kept it, and one evening, I chose a couple of nice melodies from it and began to improvise on them on the piano. I didn't place much importance on this overture, but it was quite a success." This is the most oft-reported story regarding the overture on Hebrew themes, but Simeon Bellison, the clarinetist and leader of the group, remembers things a bit differently. He says that Prokofiev approached them after the Carnegie Hall concert and offered to compose a piece for Tzimro. The composer then visited Bellison and picked the tunes from the folk repertoire that Bellison had collected in Russia. However it went, it really doesn't matter. What's important is that the piece was composed and was a huge hit. The premiere took place in February of 1920 at the Bohemian Club in New York with the members of Tzimro and Prokofiev at the keyboard. The Carnegie Hall debut of the work was in the following April. The overture is in sonata form, which means that it will have two contrasting themes. The first is a bouncy Freilach dance tune. And the second is a Yiddish wedding song entitled Zeit gesunder Heit, or May You Stay Healthy. The song is all about the anxiety of a bride leaving her parents' house for her new husband's. ¶¶ Now that we've met our themes, Prokofiev develops and combines them together. Eventually, we meet our themes again in the recapitulation. Here's theme one. And here's theme two. Prokofiev really liked the original instrumentation, and I do too. However, there are very few groups which consist of clarinet, piano, and string quartet, and so he created a version for chamber orchestra. For my money, it's not as interesting as the original, but it does make the work available to many ensembles and audiences. Frankly, after listening to it again for a few minutes, I like it just as well. I hope you enjoyed our far too brief tribute to this fabulous Jewish mini masterpiece. Despite the fact that Sergei Prokofiev wasn't the least bit Jewish, he captured the idiom as well as anyone possibly could, making this piece more than worthy of our attention on this, the first day of Hanukkah, and frankly, beyond. Thanks so much for listening. Chag Sameach, happy holidays, sei gesund, be well, have a latke, a bissel schnapps, and we'll see each other soon. Support for this program is made possible by the estate of Ruth Srego Neuhaus, a lover and scholar of Jewish music.